major figure in the Pentagon's UFO research agency claims that fundamentalist Christians within the establishment blocked him because they thought UFOs came from hell. This, according to the Daily Star, one of the most reputable sources there is, Pentagon commanders have clamped down on research into extraterrestrials because of their religious beliefs, it's claimed. Leading UFO researcher Ron James says senior figures in the U.S. government fear aliens are in fact demons. Ron, who is director of media relations for UFO research group, MUFON, claims there is a very large contingent of people within the Pentagon who oppose the work of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program because they think that the UAPs, regularly reported by U.S. military sources, are piloted by creatures from hell. This fundamentalist Christian lobby within the U.S. defense establishment actually affected El Zanotto's ability to get funding, Ron says. Belief in both UFOs and the literal truth of the Bible is not entirely incompatible, he adds. For example, Ron spoke to staunchly Christian U.S. Congressman Tim Burchett. I sat down and interviewed him. His feeling was that if you look in the Bible and you look at Ezekiel building the wheel, there's a lot of people that think that was a spacecraft. He adds that His Holiness, the Pope, has officially acknowledged that there is life on other planets. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. His Holiness, the Pope, acknowledging that there is life on other planets. When in doubt, you appeal to Francis, Frank the Tank, Chaos Frank. Our Lady of La Salette warned that there would be demons of the air. She told us about that. She said it would be a thing. Have you ever heard of Operation Blue Beam? Have you Googled that search by chance, or DuckDuckGoed it, or whatever the safe search is? Operation Blue Beam is the idea that the global governments would fake an alien invasion in order to seize more control over your lives. It's pretty much similar to COVID, except instead of releasing a virus, they're going to release supposed videos of an alien invasion. Let me ask you this question, though, because it's a good question. It's a compound question. If all the cable news networks, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and all the primetime news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and all the major news media outlets, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Newsweek, LA Times, if all the major newspapers and your local news and the national news media started covering a story and saying that there are aliens invading, if the president of the United States, or at least the usurper in chief, came out and claimed that that was happening, if the military was deployed to try to combat it, if governments around the world cooperated that it was happening, if you were even shown footage of it supposedly happening, how would you determine what is true and what is not true? How would you know that they were lying? If they're showing you footage, if you're getting wall-to-wall coverage, if every single news source is confirming that it's happening, if you're hearing stories and interviews with people who claim to have been there and seen the extraterrestrial life forms, if you're being shown actual footage of UFOs flying over Chicago, how would you know what's true and what's false? This is a real... It's easy for us to sit here and say, my fellow crusaders, I would see right through it. It's impossible. It won't happen. It can't happen. It could happen. It could happen that governments around the world could conspire to trick you. In fact, that has happened. So there's a little bit of precedence for it. So many of us have believed so many of the lies that they have given us over the years. I often wonder, in a coordinated media blitz, in a coordinated set of information warfare, how many of us would see through it versus how many of us would accept it? Here's the thing. I do believe on some level that you're supposed to... People have a right to be believed. We have a duty. I teach my children this. We have a duty to believe people when they say stuff. And we say this in the context of whenever young children are fighting and they say, well, no, you're not telling the truth. No. You have a duty to believe your sibling. You have a duty to believe your brother or your sister is telling the truth until proven otherwise. It's sort of an extension of the principle of a presumption of innocence. We can't run around calling each other liars all the time. But does that same principle apply to perennial liars? To politicians, news media, and celebrities? Well, I would say that the answer is no. That the presumption of innocence, or in other words, the duty to believe the words coming out of those people's mouths, there is no such duty. Because those three classes of people, media, politicians, and celebrities, those three classes of people, I would add the fourth class too, PhDs. Those four groups of people have proven themselves to be consummate liars, consummate frauds. They have discredited themselves to a point where nothing that they say is believable, should be believed, should be presumed real. In fact, it should be presumed to be a lie until proven true. In other words, if I see a headline on Fox News, I have to assume that it is false or it is a lie until it is corroborated by reality. Truth is transcendent of reality. Truth is something that is believable when heard. Truth transforms the heart. It pierces past the little gatekeeper in our minds that tells us what's true and what's false, or what we ought to believe or what we ought not to believe. There's something powerful and liberating about truth. This is why so many of us have become awakened to the festival of lies, the litany of lies under which we have labored so long in these United States and frankly around the world. We have become so accustomed to being lied to that we just presume that when a politician is speaking, he is lying. A couple generations ago, the faked moon landing of India, for example, you guys saw the pictures of that? India landing on the dark side of the moon? It looked like a crappy video game. Who was actually taking the footage? No one gets to, no one even bothers asking these questions because no one in their right mind believes it's true. Some people celebrate it publicly, but subconsciously everybody knows that it's false, that it's fake, that nobody landed on the dark side of the moon. that that never happened. And yet that supposedly happened, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? We've already flushed it from our goldfish memories. In part, I think, because subconsciously we all know that it's a lie, that it's a hoax. That it's just India trying to flex on China, trying to become an Indo power, an Indo-Pacific power. Making sure that it has dominance over Pakistan. So it's a regional conflict, which is manifesting itself in a fake space race. It's like the 1960s called and wanted their hoaxes back. But I digress. If I go back to the original question, if your pastor, your priest, were to have joined in, your bishop, if your bishop joined in alongside the New York Times and the President of the United States and the Chief of Police and the Department of Homeland Security and your neighbors and your mayor, if they all urged you to believe that we are being invaded by hostile aliens and that it is imperative that you listen and obey further instructions, would you then believe it? It seems a little bit more credible when they bring in a cleric. If they can grab a bishop . Why can't they, if the Pope is saying it, if the Pope is saying that, you know what, these are aliens, these are extraterrestrials, obey. If every single day there was a White House press briefing and there was some scientist who was appointed to be the blue beam czar, the equivalent of the, you know, the Fauci briefings, except instead of Fauci they have, you know, some astrophysicist scientist who was involved with the Hubble space telescope, and they were doing this every single day on live television. And if Sean Hannity on the radio and Mark Levin on the radio told you to take this seriously, would you take it seriously? What if Glenn Beck told you to take it seriously? What if the so-called conservative right-wing media started saying that, well, Biden is mishandling this alien invasion? That would become their talking point, right? The alien invasion is true. And our big criticism is that Biden is mishandling it. He shouldn't negotiate with them. He should have done this or that. He should have sent in the Marines. I'm sorry, the Marines were too busy ensuring that everybody believed that the anus is a sex organ and cleansing their ranks from anyone who dissents from that opinion. I can personally attest to that. That's what they're busy doing. Do you see how the false dichotomy, the Hegelian dialectic would be erected? On the one hand, you would have the right wing. You would have the Glenn Becks and the Sean Hannitys telling you that although the alien invasion is real, we still have national sovereignty and we still have borders. And I don't care if they came from an intergalactic area, they need to check in correctly. We need to build a wall, a space wall. And Biden is weak and ineffectual for his failure to comprehend that. Look at him, he can't even walk around, can't even complete a sentence. We need a new president, we need a right-wing president to deal with this space alien problem. That's what the right would be saying. And Matt, you don't even have to stretch your brain that much to imagine that that would be the talking point.